You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Hello and welcome back to Playing the Numbers Podcast. We're joined here on this lovely Friday afternoon. It is August 6th, and we are going to be covering a lot today. The NL East race is tight. Dodgers starting pitcher, new starting pitcher, Max Scherzer takes the bump for the first time in Dodger blue, and a lot of series to look forward to this weekend. Let's get into the numbers.
All right, what's going on? I am very excited for this episode. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Like my boy Theo said, we got a lot of fun series this weekend to get prepped for. We'll talk about that a little later. But we're back with the series recaps. So I'm going to be going over those. I'm going to be doing both the NL and AL because my boy Theo's in the car again, driving to work.
Damn right.
So he'll just put in his little input when it's needed.
I'll give my AL recap on Monday. We got a tough schedule here as of late. They're having me work every fucking day. So,
yep. But like we say, you guys want to keep hitting that watch button and keep giving us some views. Maybe we'll get out of the gutter and stop recording in the closet in the car.
That's the goal, though, guys. Real shit. All jokes aside.
For real, but yeah, let's hop into the series recap. We'll start it off here with the National League as usual. We got the Pirates and the Brew Crew. Brewers take it 2-1. A lot of good pitching in this series. The Brewers are just putting on showcase how deadly that rotation is, throwing out not even two of their big three, but Eric Lauer and Adrian Hauser putting together great starts. Five innings, no runs for Lauer. And Adrian Hauser had a no-hitter, actually finished with it, but kind of a weird stat line. He wound up 6 1/3 no hits, but still gave up a run. Probably because he had five walks, but nice starts from them. Eduardo Escobar fitting in kindly with the Brew Crew. He went 5 for 11 with a triple, a dinger, five ribbies. He was killing it. Rowdy Tellez with a dinger. And the Brew Crew handled Pittsburgh 2-1. They're sitting comfortably atop of that NL Central.
Escobar had a nice web gem at third, too. That was cool to see.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was a nice play. And then we got the Mets and the Fishies. Big series for Theo. The Fish take him out 3-1 in this four-game set. Jesus Luzardo made his Marlins debut. He went 5 innings, 3 runs, 5 Ks. Nothing crazy, nothing horrible. Nice start. Jazz gathered 6 hits and 2 ribbies. Lewis Brinson, 7 ribbies on the series. He hit a grand slam, had a nice series. Marlins take it 3-1. That's a huge series, shaking up the NL East. And then another
Everything's
series.
Everything's falling in line to the way we want it right now.
It is. And well, we'll get to your shitter team when we get there.
Yeah, shitter team swept y'all right out of your own fucking city.
Yeah, forgot. Shut up. All right. I got one more series and then we'll fucking talk about that. All right. Braves, Cards, 55-54. The Braves move to 500. For I did not actually know this, but the first time this year they've been over 500. They sweep St. Louis right out of St. Louis. They've definitely been a disappointment this year. Max Fried went 6 shutout in game one. Nice series from Austin Riley and Freddie Freeman, both gathering 5 hits and a homer. And Atlanta, as much as you say the Phils are right there, which they are, obviously, but Atlanta's right on your tail, a game and a half back.
What I predicted.
You did. And now we'll move on to your crap squad.
Our juggernaut team.
Phils, sweet. Shut up. Really? Do I really have to take you out here on the pod? I don't want to do it.
Dude, I'm ready for it, bro. There's nothing you can say that's going to fucking bring me down from the hot streak and the success that I'm enjoying from the Phils as of late. So go on. Go on.
Sorry.
Go
on. 5-2 against the Pirates and Nats. Yay. Fuck out of here.
I don't care who it is. They're major league teams, as you say, and their wins that matters.
You'll get my respect if you get a series dub against the Mets.
I predict it will happen.
I bet you do.
I also predicted a loss yesterday and a loss today, so we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Stroman on the bump today. He fucking kills you guys. But anyway, let's get into this series. Not much to talk about for the Nats besides Josiah Gray making his Nats debut and mowing down the Phils. 5 innings of 1-run ball. He looked really nice.
Keyboom had a nice series, too.
Oh, yeah, and Keyboom. I'll talk about that, too. 7-for-15 with a double, 2 nukes, and 5 ribbies. Really nice series, actually. But besides that, not much to talk about for the Nats. The Phils, not much on the pitching side. Wheeler went 7 1/3, but he gave up 4 runs. Nola got beat up yesterday, but on the offensive side, they were killing it. Harper went 6-for-16 with 2 nukes. Hoskins went 5-for-14 with a nuke, 5 ribbies. And the Phils sweeping. I mean, that's a huge series for you guys. You're now 3 games over .500, half game behind the Mets. And I'm in a tough predicament here because I hate the Mets' guts. And I obviously don't want to see them in the playoffs. But I don't know if I can have you being a little cocky fucker if you guys squeeze in there.
Yeah.
So I think best case scenario.
It's a long time coming.
I think best case scenario for me would be having the Bravos win it. But I hate them too, so that's rough.
It's been a long time coming. This fucking cheer for the Phils. It's our time. Step aside, Junior.
That's the thing, though. Like, I'm fine if you think that you're going to be a contender for the next few years. But the thing that pisses me off is when you think you're going to be some 8-year, 10-year juggernaut. It's not happening.
Well, I was joking about the juggernaut comment a couple minutes ago. But, nah, I think we contend for a good 5 years tops. That's my honest because I think Harper will make less contributions at 30, 33, but enough to where if you surround him with decent talent, we can get 80, 90 win seasons.
I guess I can get on board with the 5-year contention span. I think that's even a bit of a stretch, but I'll give you 5 years, I guess. But let's move on. I'm sick of talking about these shitters. Phils take it.
They're fucking not shitters, first of all. And I think they need to be talked about more.
Well, then we'll start a freaking Phillies podcast.
Holy shit. Yeah,
right.
We will. Anyway, let's move on. We got the Cubs and Rockies. Rockies take the series 2-1. I didn't even put any hitting or pitching standouts for this series because I didn't care about it, and there wasn't anybody really worthy. So the Rockies take it 2-1. They're both shitters right now, Cubs and Rockies. Let's move on. We got the Giants and the D-backs. Giants take it 3-1, a huge comeback win yesterday. They were down 4-0 going into the ninth. And our boy Mad Bum, game 2, had a shutout start. 7 innings, a 1-run ball against the Giants. His old
people
team.
People are sleeping on the D-backs.
Holy shit. 76 losses in freaking August 6th.
That's funny shit.
I can't believe you said that with a straight face for that long. And game three, Kevin Gausman goes 6 innings, a 1-run ball with 8 Ks, but the Giants wind up handling them pretty easily with 3-1 dub. Like I said, they had a huge comeback yesterday, and I believe the Giants still have the best record in baseball at 69-40, which is outstanding. I still can't believe that they're doing this good, but
I could see like 110, 113 wins for them.
That might be a bit of a stretch.
Hey, 105?
Yeah, maybe that. I don't know. Depends. I got to look at their schedule, but I could definitely see them being at least 101 team. And, yeah, they take it 3-1, and that wraps up the National League. Now we will move on to the American League, which, like I said, I will be covering as well since Theo is in the car.
That's right.
Getting some road bloggy.
Unfortunately, it's been a bit of a dry streak, but we have been there, and it would be nice right now from a lady.
You've gotten a road bloggy.
I have. I was in my first car, the Ford Fusion, back in 2018 from my ex-girlfriend.
All right, let's change the subject. And anyway, if you wanted a definition of a blogie,
I didn't get the blogie. I got the road fucking head.
I said road blogie. Well, if you want the definition, All right, I don't remember this called. This pod being called Playing the Bloggies. Anyway, American League, we got the Mariners and the Rays. Nice series here. Seattle takes it 2-1. You remember they swept them a while ago. Not a while ago, but I don't know, maybe like last month. Now they take it 2-1. They're 58-51 after this series, but they lost to the Yankees last night. So that makes 58-52. Still wouldn't expect them to even be anywhere near this level right now. But game two, Kikuchi put together a nice 6-inning start, 1 run, 5 Ks.
He's having a killer year.
He's been solid. And I mean, for a Mariners team that was not expected to contend, he's kind of taken over the ace number one starter role. And I think a lot of people forget that this team lost James Paxton. Imagine if they had Paxton healthy.
That's true. I honestly forgot about him.
Me too, until a few weeks ago, and I was like, shit, I forgot they had Paxton. But Randy Arozarena continues his surge on the path to Rookie of the Year. He goes 7-for-11 with a triple and 2 nukes in the series. I think if the season ended right now, he'd probably be my Rookie of the Year pick. A lot of people forget he's even still a rookie because he was at such a high stage in the postseason last year. Then we got the Orioles and the Skanks. Yanks take it 2-1. They've been playing a bit better as of late. Luis Gil makes his major league debut. Goes 6 shutout innings with 6 Ks. Great start to his career.
And he was bringing it, man.
Yeah, he was. That his first strikeout, that was a nice pitch. I didn't get to see much more of his start, but I saw his first K, and that pitch was nasty.
Yeah, and then, it looked like a little bit of a riser.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to have some nasty stuff, so I know he got sent right back down to AAA after the start because it was just like a spot start, but he did good. Talion, pitcher of the month, comes out 6 1/3, 2 runs, 10 Ks against the O's. Great start. And a lot of offense in this series. Stanton, 7 RBIs in the homer. LeMahieu hit 3 doubles and 5 RBIs. Cedric Mullins, the GOAT, home run, 2 stolen bases. And here's a guy that people are sleeping on heavy, Ryan Mountcastle.
Yeah.
People are really sleeping on him, including myself. This year, he's hitting 262. He's got 19 tanks, only a 111 WRC plus. I mean, he's not doing anything spectacular. But for a young guy, I'm not sure if he still qualifies as a rookie. I don't think so, but pretty solid season. Some promising stuff for O's fans. And Yeah, he hit two dingers, 6 for 11 on the series. And then we got up next, Indians, Jays. 4-game set. The Jays take 3 out of 4 here. Game two, we saw Hyunjin Ryu go 7 innings, a 2-run ball with 8 Ks.
This was actually.
What was that?
I said this was actually a fun series.
Yeah, it was. Well, the Jays have been a fun team to watch lately. George Springer, ever since coming back, he has been ripping the ball. 8 for 18 this series with 2 nukes and 5 ribbies. I think both of those home runs might have been leadoff shots. And Teoscar went 4 for 10. Yeah, Teoscar went 4 for 10. And I like this lineup because Vlad Jr., he's obviously still hitting the ball well, but he's been cooled off the last week or so, and these guys are helping picking him up, Springer, T.O., all those guys. So I like this team. I think they're dug into a little bit. They are 57 and 49, but with the division they're in, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year, but next year, definitely watch out. They're going to have a full year of Berrios, might make some free agent signings.
I like the Jays in the playoffs.
This year?
Yes.
I think that's a little bold, but I could definitely see him squeaking in the wild card. They're only 2.5 back right now.
It's doable. They for got sure. the pieces.
Yes, they do. I mean, Ryu, Barry.
Brad Hand.
Brad Hand. That was funny shit. First game gives up the freaking nuke to Jose Ramirez. Right back on his Nat shit. But the Jays take it 3-1. And we got the Bo Sox and Tigers. Tigers take it 2-1. They're only 5 games under right now, 53 and 58. Another team guys are sleeping on. I'm not going to say they're a playoff team. They're obviously not, but they're playing not bad for their roster. Some of their young guys.
They're slept on for the last fucking 10, 15 years that they've put up in the fucking league.
Who?
Tigers.
They've been slept on for 10 to 15 years?
Maybe like 10 years.
Well, when's the last time they were like good was like the early 2010s. Yeah, 2012, they made the World Series, and then because they had that killer rotation, Scherzer, Verlander, Anibal, Porcello.
That's right. You could have Anibal over there.
Yeah, back when he was pretty good. But the Tigers take it. Robbie Grossman, dinger. Eduardo Rodriguez in game two got Boston a nice win with 5 shutout innings, 10 Ks. Not bad at all. Tarik Skubal in game three, young lefty arm for Detroit. 5 innings, a shutout ball. And Detroit takes it 2-1. Then we
Tarik
got.
Tarik has a no-no, right?
No, that was what the fuck is his name? It's Turnbull.
Oh, Turnbull.
Yeah. Who I think is out for the year, but then we got the Angels and the Rangers. Angels take it 3-1. They call up Joe Adell to make his 2021 debut. He actually had a solid series, 4 for 12 with 3 ribbies and a walk. Shohei.
Remember I had him as my fucking rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. Yeah. Well, he was killing. I know he had like 20 something nukes in AAA. So they must have thought it was time to bring him up. Shohei threw 6 strong innings of 1-run ball with 6 Ks. He's got his ERA under 3 for the season now. And Dylan Bundy showing a little flash of his 2020 self, I should say. 6 1/3 shutout ball with 6 strikeouts. And I'm pretty sure Spencer Howard made his Rangers debut and got fucked a bit, so.
You're damn right, he did. I'm pissed, dude. That always pissed me off. I mean, there's definitely – I think his ceiling's pretty high, but now's not his time, and we don't got time to wait, so.
That's true. It's true. We'll see what Gibby does tonight. And then we got KC and the White Sox for the final American League series. KC takes it 2-1. Kind of a boring series. White Sox pretty much have that division on lock. I can't see anybody taking it from them. And that's that. Then we got a few interleague series, and then we will wrap up the series recap. So we got the Padres and the A's, actually a fun series. We were watching game two a bit when Yan Gomes tied up the game in the ninth, I believe. They wind up splitting the series 1-1. Joe Musgrove had a nice start in game two for San Diego. Six innings, one run, but wasn't enough. Two kind of similar teams here. Padres losing out on Tatis, though. I don't know if that's going to be for the whole year. They haven't decided yet if he's going to need surgery or not, so we'll wait to see on that. And then we got the Twins and the Reds, kind of a boring series. Split it 1-1. My boy Jonathan India went 5-for-10 with two doubles and a nuke and three ribbies. Love to see him doing well. One of my favorite young players. And Luis Castillo has a decent start with six innings, a one-run ball. And then we have one of the most interesting series of this week. The Astros in L.A. They wind up splitting it. Some crazy shit was going on in L.A. during this series. Fans getting beer cans thrown at them. Fucking absolute – an absolute embarrassing time to be a Dodgers fan, if you ask me.
We've been there, man. I've been there. I wasn't entirely in tune what was going on, but you know, the JD Drew batteries.
Yep. Oh yeah. I don't know. It's a little different with this, because I think, yeah, you want to heckle the players and shit, go ahead, but throwing shit at the fans of the team, like, they didn't freaking do it. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, I understand you're pissed off. I give you a little right. I'd be pissed off too. But when it comes to the point of getting fucking physical with people, I mean, I'm the first guy that don't mind getting physical with somebody. But this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, you don't even know what was how it was started either.
Yeah, I mean, I for all I know, the Astros fan was being a prick. But I saw this one video and it was just an Astros fan sitting in a sea of Dodgers fans. And this guy had some balls, because the Dodgers fan just literally came up out of nowhere and just waffled him like right on the top of his head. And the Astros fan, he stood up and he smacked the guy's beer out of his hand and got all in his face. I was like, damn, he's got some balls with about 30 Dodgers fans hovering around him.
That's awesome. It was literally just him.
Yeah, I couldn't see another Astros fan in the shot.
Wow.
So that takes some balls. But on the baseball side of the series, it was a great series. Lance McCullers, game one, ballsy start, 6 2/3, a shutout ball with 9 Ks. Astros would win that game 3-0. And then game two, Mad Max makes his Dodger debut, doing what he does best, 7 innings, 2 runs, 10 Ks. He looked like an animal. He got the curtain call. Looks like he's going to be great out there in L.A. And on the offensive side, Mookie goes 3-for-9 with 2 homers. Your boy A.J. Pollock went 3-for-8 with a homer. And Kyle Tucker, he sent one out, and he was 3-for-5 with a homer and 3 ribbies. So, great series. And some crazy shit happening in the stands as well. And that wraps it up, though. I think we got to talk about this NL East race a little bit more.
Yeah, also, I think it's up for grabs still, man. It's still up for grabs.
Well, of course. But the thing I will say, the Philly schedule really isn't that bad.
No, it's not. We went over this right before the All-Star break. The Phillies have a great schedule, and the thing about them is their games, their hard games are spread out. There's no back-to-backs, none of that shit. September is looking like a fucking cupcake.
It is, honestly. And the Mets, their September isn't that bad, but their August, it's rough. I mean, they got the Phils, then they got us, And then they go into that huge stretch that everybody's been talking about. Three versus LA, three versus San Fran, four versus LA, and three versus San Fran. I mean, that's 13 games against, I mean, two of the best teams in baseball. That's going to be
tough. Yeah, it's going to be tough for them.
I mean, you got seven games against the Dodgers. You might see Scherzer twice. You might see Buehler twice. I mean, which could be a good thing, I guess, but not really when you're talking to guys of that status.
No, it's just great for the Phils.
Well, you know, a team that I haven't really checked out is the Braves. I wonder what their schedule looks like, because I think, not to take anything away from the Phils or anything, but nobody's talking about the Braves, and they're right there.
It's because everyone's counting them out. They think they're fucked now.
I kind of counted them out too, especially after they lost to Acuña, but they made some good moves at the deadline, and they're showing some heart. So they got – we start a three-game set with them today. Then they face Cincy. Then they got us again. Then they got the Fish. Then they got the Orioles. And then they go into a little tough stretch against the Yankees, Giants, and Dodgers. But, I mean, their September doesn't look too bad. They play Colorado twice. They play Arizona. But the Philly schedule is, like, freaking crazy easy. They got, I don't even know. Hold up. The Phils have it pretty easy going at the end of September and most of September, besides a few blips with Milwaukee, Mets. So it's gonna be interesting for the Phillies.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I'm liking our odds here.
I don't know. Well, you want to break into this trivia shit? Because honestly, I'm getting hyped for it. It's been a while since we've done it.
Let's do it.
All right. So we got a little revamped trivia for you guys. We're going to be doing it at the end of every episode on Fridays only. So make sure you come in Friday. If you're just a trivia person, I guess you can skip to the end and just listen to the trivia if you want to be that kind of D-bag. But we're gonna reset the score. It was 15
to the D-bags.
What?
Shout out to all the D-bags that do come here just for the trivia.
Oh yeah, I thought you said the D-backs. I was like, what?
D-backs too.
We're resetting the score. I was up 15-12. Damn right. But we're gonna reset it. Nothing. It's gonna work the same way. Each first question is gonna be a Phillies or Nats question. I will ask Shane the Phillies, he'll ask me the Nets. Then you have one hint. You can use it at any time. But once you use it, you're out. And you're done. You can't use a hint. So you get a question right, it's a point. You don't get it right, it's not a point. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You want to go first?
Yep.
All right, hit me with it. Or wait, you want me to ask you first?
Yeah, ask me first.
I got your Phillies question. In 2011, the Phillies had the infamous four aces. Who was the fifth starter of that staff? And I'm going by who had the most amount of innings besides the four aces. So,
oh my God, dude, it was that lefty with the Vance Worley.
It was Vance Worley. He was not a lefty though.
He was the dork with the glasses.
Yep, Vance Worley, that is correct. Theo is up.
I'm just kidding about him being a dork, but I actually got offered, or I was going to take pitching lessons with him.
He calls him a dork. Well, Theo starts it off strong in the next round of trivia.
All right. Your Nats question is, what year was Nats Park made?
2008. 2006. What? 2006?
Yep.
I'm fucking checking you on this shit.
Go ahead, pal.
That's when the... Wait,
When was first season? What a that's when the park started construction. The first season in National Park was 2008. So give me a point or don't give me a point. But I think that deserves a damn point.
All right, fine.
You had the wrong answer.
We'll give you a point. We'll give you a point.
Come on. Fucking prickly, dude. I knew it. Fucking starting construction. Let me just pull that date out of my ass. All right. Next question for you. Don't forget, you still have your hint. How many players have hit 600 home runs? So I'm not counting the guys that have hit 700. They don't count. How many players in history have 600 something home runs?
I want to say it's 9.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You would be incorrect. The answer is 6.
Damn.
And those players are, let me get them for you.
Pujols, A-Rod, fucking Willie. Yep. Fucking Bonds.
No.
Root.
Oh, I said players that have 600, not counting 700.
Like 600 on the nose?
No, like the number that they have starts with a 6.
Yeah.
So technically 9 would have been correct if you're counting the 3 guys that have 700. But...
Well, that's what I thought you were asking. Was
I clearly explained the question.
I thought you said at least 600.
I literally clearly go back and listen to that shit. That question was clearly explained, not like your mishap. You ain't getting a point for that shit.
Yeah, whatever. In 2005, what team had an 82-80 record, giving them the all-time worst record to make the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a good question. 82-80, and we're talking 2005, huh? Well, I know the White Sox and Astros were in the World Series that year. 82-80. Was it the Cardinals?
It was the Padres.
Padres? I would have never fucking guessed that. That's a
Brian
good one.
Giles.
Yeah, wow. 82-80. All right. Good question. I got a good one for your ass. When was the last? Oh, wait. I should have used my fucking hint. That was the last one. Fuck me.
You got another question?
Oh, I do? Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. All right. Your last one is, when was the last time the MLB didn't play 162 games in a season besides 2020?
It was when they went on strike.
Year was that?
I don't know. Fucking 96, 93. No, it couldn't have been 93. We were in the World Series. 96, 99. It was between 95 and 99.
What's your final answer?
I need a hint, but I don't know how to use
it. Your hint? Oh, yeah. You can get your hint. Yeah. I don't know what kind of hint I can give you for this.
Exactly.
I'll give you... It is, I don't know. It was not one of the numbers you just named.
Oh, really? All right, then it had to have been 94 then.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That would be correct.
No way!
Yep, it is 94.
Let's go.
Tony Gwynn was hitting like 396.
Fucking jeez.
That would be, it was literally like August, like the beginning of August. Like imagine somebody hitting 396 or something like that right now. That would have been what it was like. All right.
He definitely would have hit like 380.
Might have got that 400 though. You never know.
Yeah, we will never know.
All right, you're up 2-1 now. Can I tie it up?
All right. Who has the best on-base percentage of all time? And for a bonus point, what was the number?
Best on-base percentage of all time?
Yep.
In a season or in their career?
In a season.
Well, we were just talking about this, and it's honestly the only guess I have. So is it Barry Bonds?
Final answer.
Yep, and I can give you the number too, I think. 609.
It'd be incorrect and incorrect.
Who the fuck got higher than that?
Ted Williams.
What was his? Wait, let me guess. 481. Wait, what was it?
481.
481.
Wait a minute. This must be average of career.
This guy's fucking me with his dumbass questions.
You little bro, my last question was dumb.
Well, if you're talking career, just hit me with another question. That was crap.
Right.
We're going to have a short intermission here while he finds a new question. And we are back. Sorry for the short intermission. All right.
So here we go.
So Tia's going to give me a no one.
We all know and love the kid, Ken Griffey Jr. What year did he go to the Cincinnati Reds?
Good question. He came up in... Okay, wait a second. I could even tell you who he fucking got traded for, but I couldn't tell you what the year... I'm going to say 1990.
It'd be incorrect. It was 2000.
Oh, fuck me.
And Fiat and
that. Oh, wait. Fuck. He came up in 89. I'm retarded.
Fiat and Apples is victorious.
That's a picture. Tip the cap. Tip it.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one. I got to fucking open up this pool and start my work day because I'm already late.
All right, boys, we will see you next episode. You heard the man. We're out. Peace.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.